What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another podcast with Detox. Today, we're going to talk about a way to brand yourself. You know, in today's society, like it's really seen as a business kind of thing, but it could be really anything. You can brand yourself with any kind of medium, I usually call it. So like, let's say you like photography, like myself. You go and set yourself a type of agenda that makes you follow the road that you want to take as a brand. So like a brand is pretty much something that represents yourself. So me in my photography, it represents myself. It's what I love doing. So it shows the world how I see the world. And that's pretty much what a brand is. And today I just want to talk to you guys about how to start that process. And it's really simple. It's just getting started, right? That's always the hardest. But don't worry, I'm here. I'm here for you. So the first thing you always have to do first is find your medium. So what a medium is, it's literally the type of way that you broadcast yourself and show yourself off to the world, or show your talent. So like, let's say you're a draw, like an artist, like you like drawing. Well, your medium is pencil. Your medium is paper. You know, that's your medium. If you like painting, well, your medium is painting. Now, once you find that medium, like for me, it's photography. So I found photography. The moment I found photography, if you have a hard time finding what medium you want to choose, go with the one that you love the most and it makes you feel the most alive and makes you want to continue that project the most of the time of your day. So like I'm talking about always thinking about this project, always willing to do it on the side, not getting paid for it. These are things that you have to consider before starting this, because you're not gonna make money right away for sure when you brand yourself and start off, but it's a start. You know, you have to start somewhere, and once you start and you realize like it's more about giving than receiving, you'll see that branding yourself is a lot more like branding yourself as a person. So in a sense, just find that medium and then show it off to the world, and then it'll broadcast yourself as the way you want it. The important thing about this, after once you find that, is to find a way to advertise it. Because like you can have all these types of mediums, but some of them, you know, they don't really fit like what you want to do. Let's say you do photography. Well, YouTube wouldn't be the best app or platform to go on, but you can do photography videos if that's what you want to do. But like if you are a photographer, Instagram would be the best for you. So it just really depends also what platform works best for you. So which one you like the best, which one you use the most, is there one that you know a lot about more than another one? Just go based off your gut and start off just somewhere. Just start off at one platform, and from there you'll see what you love. Because me, at the beginning, man, I really wanted to do YouTube videos. I wanted to do all these kinds of things. And I had an Instagram, a Twitter, and I have my podcast that I'm doing right now. And I just decided, you know, videos right now, it's not for me right now. I'm going to do videos. Like, I want to do videos. But for now, the medium that best fits me is Instagram and Twitter and this podcast. Because in a way, Instagram is like one of the best for photography because, you know, like it's just photos and videos. And Twitter also, you meet a lot of people that do a certain type of medium that does or does the same thing as you on those platforms. And then you talk with them and you learn tips and tricks. And it's really fun. You know, you have to get used to it. Like, social media has been so bashed that you, like, when you go on it, you feel bad. You feel like, oh, I shouldn't be on here. I shouldn't be on this. I shouldn't be on this. You know, like, if you think of it, it's not that you shouldn't be on it. It's just that it's the timing of when you should be on it. See, like, if you're at supper and you're on Instagram and your family's around you, well, that's kind of a trouble. Like, you take your photo, okay, fine. But if you're on there for 10, 15 minutes during supper, that's a different story. You can't enjoy your supper. You can't enjoy your communication. You have to communicate. And that's a really good point of view. Like, you really have to realize that these social medias are important. But, it, like I said, it is the timing. So, that's another thing, too, that I want to go on is, like, whenever you start doing the timing, like, you time these things right and you start scheduling posts and stuff on your Instagram or on your YouTube and Twitter and stuff like this, so you schedule stuff and you'll realize that it comes to a point that you meet people that you'll never, like, you never thought that you'd ever meet. And that brings me to, like, the next point is the networking, you know, like, in this world today, with every, in the past, we had so much hard time communicating. We had to give a letter to a guy that was on a horse that would travel 3 days, then take a letter back to us 3 days later. So it would take almost a week for one letter. Now we can have one letter in 1 second. Think of not even a second. Sometimes we can, like, letter, like, it goes quick. It goes super quick. And the thing is that people, I find people take that for granted most of the time. And you have to take that advantage, but you also have to realize how far we've made it. And that you utilize that in a way that, you know, it's for good. And you just keep on using it, you know. And it's like, there is a good side to social media. And there's, like I said, you meet all kinds of people. I never regretted using social media. Well, not regret, but it's annoying when, you know, you get weird messages and stuff like that. But, like, you just gotta put that aside, you know. Everybody's gonna get that, but you gotta think of the positive. Like, the people that you meet, you never know, those could be the people that bring you to the right places in life. And by experience, like, me, all the people I've met in my life brought me great experiences, and I'm so grateful that I've met all the people in my life because of photography, because of branding myself. And I gotta say, it's a wonderful thing. And these people that you meet, like I said, it could be things bring you places that you never thought you'd be before. You know, like, if you dreamt about being to, like, going to New York, you never know. You could meet somebody at this, some conference or something like that, that works for a company that they're based out of New York. And then, oh, they need some work. And then you were there at the right time. It's really funny how it works. And I'm telling you, I really urge you to start branding yourself and put yourself out there. And it's a good way to put to put your word and who you are out there and make people know who you are. Make people, this is who I am. Know who, like, tell them that this is who I am. This is where I live. You know, this is how I live. You know, and like, don't be shy to put yourself out there. And you'll have fun. So that brings us up to this nice episode of Detox. I really hope you guys like this and it helps you out. All right. And I hope to see you guys in the next one.